642, 1320 WILS. Sean Spicer is no longer the White House press secretary, resigning today. His friends reportedly saying partly because of the way the president is has been treating him. Alan Sachs is with us, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. I want to get his take on what's about to happen here. Alan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's always appreciated.
Yeah. Do you think Spicer did a good job? Or?
No, he was his own show, and that's not good. He was a showman, just like President Trump in many ways. But he didn't need that at a press conference. He'd argue with the media, and he became his own show. In fact, I think the ratings of the press conference, which usually are boring, began to actually shoot up. People began to look at it because it was such a fun thing to look at, and that's not good.
That's a bad thing. But his criticism, Spicer apparently told people, this is according to the New York Times, that he felt he was being blindsided by the president with his interviews and the tweets and so on. Do you think he had a point there?
Yeah, he did. The president needs to calm that down. Everybody recognizes that. If I could advise the president, good luck, I'd say, go ahead, use Twitter, but do it sparingly, only if you have something very important to say and you want to say it now, but not on every single thing that comes up. Mm. And you do not give an interview to the New York Times, I believe, in the Oval Office, criticizing your attorney general.
Yeah, that was an amazing story. I want to get
that
to that.
I want
to get to that in a second. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to replace him. Do you think she'll have any better luck?
She's very good. She's the assistant press secretary now. She's a daughter of Governor Huckabee, formerly of Arkansas, governor of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And so she knows politics, and she's not the kind of a show person that I believe Mr. Spicer was. She's much more level. She answers questions without too much argumentation with the media. I think all in all, it's good. And I believe that the bringing on of Mr. Scaramucci so far as communications director is a very good move.
Really? Why do you say that?
I think that President Trump is headed for some very rocky waters, very stormy waters in the days and weeks to come. I'm certainly not the only person to understand that. Mm-hmm. And what it is, he's faced with a real dilemma. Some people see a conspiracy there. I'm not sure if I do or not. That Mr. Mueller, who is a special counsel, has large ties to the Democratic Party. And right now that is tempting to President Trump to fire him.
Right.
And that's exactly what President Trump's enemies want, right. Republican and Democratic alike.
What, you're saying he should not do that then?
He should not fire Mr. Mueller at this point because that's exactly what they want. They believe it would be a firestorm. Both Republicans and Democrats, legally he has a right to do it. Mm-hmm. Politically, I think it'd be inadvisable. But that's exactly, I think, what President Trump's enemies want. Right. Fire the special counsel. They're sort of tempting him to do that.
Well, and it seems, by the way, Alan Sachs is right here on WILS. That's who you're listening to. Alan, it seems that he's essentially blaming Jeff Sessions as Attorney General for this whole predicament he's in. Is he right to do that?
No, I think he's wrong to do that. Probably there was no other thing that Attorney General Sessions could do.
Well, you're saying he needed to recuse himself? That
but
was
he
a
didn't
must?
Have to criticize him. He didn't have to criticize him.
Okay.
Just let it go. It's done. He didn't have to criticize
well, but,
him.
Let me ask you this. If he had not recused himself, Jeff Sessions had not done that, do you think we'd even be in this situation now?
That's a good point because it's the Department of Justice that actually appoints a special counsel. So when he was gone, the acting attorney general, Mr. Rosenstein, is the one that actually appointed Mr. Mueller as special counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting point.
Isn't that why the president's so mad at him? That basically he's saying, look, if you had been in charge, you certainly wouldn't have appointed Mueller to look into this, right?
But I think he had to. It was just one of those boxes that he put himself into. But the thing is not to look backwards. What does he do now? I think he's very smart to bring in Mr. Scaramucci. I think he has to be more careful with his Twitters and understand that his Democratic and Republican opposition is tempting him to fire the special counsel. They want that to happen. so they can bring on a political firestorm.
Now,
so they're tempting him with that bait.
Right. I should note, Alan, that what I've read here is historically 22 special investigations conducted since 1978. 16 ended up with no charges, 5 with some not involving the president. Only Bill Clinton actually was impeached by the House. My question to you is, do you think this will end up with anything, this investigation?
It will not end up with anything if President Trump can keep his cool and just stay away from it and go toward a big tax cut. That's what he needs to do now. If health care is not doable, he needs a big tax cut and very quickly, hopefully before fall.
And what if that doesn't happen, though? What do you say?
If that doesn't happen, he's in real trouble.
What do you mean by that? What does that mean, real trouble?
If the president can get a big tax cut and as quickly as possible, and maybe even some action on health care, but the tax cut is even more important. It'll help the economy psychologically and in reality, and it'll take people's minds, I believe, off of these, you know, probably at this point, strange goings-on with Russia, which a lot of people are tired of. It'll stop any talk of impeachment. But if this doesn't happen, and the talk of impeachment, and if he fires Mr. Mueller, it's going to be bad.
Okay. By bad, you mean he might be setting himself up for impeachment at that point?
He really could be, yeah. I think it could be in the cards. And that's what his opponents want. That's what they've always wanted, not just to obstruct his policy, which they're doing very well now, just obstruction. They want him out of the White House. And the way but if they impeach it, they have to understand what they're going to do to the country.
Yeah.
There are some very important things out there. North Korea, the Middle East is not settled by any means. The economy is still a little bit shaky. So many issues.
There's a lot, but it's not really in his hands only, right? I mean, he's relying on Congress to get these things through.
He has to rely on Congress, and the leadership of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, some people say, has to be reformed. Mitch McConnell is not a strong Republican leader. Everybody knows that, but the Republicans in the Senate will not get rid of him, and they can. They can vote to oust him as their majority leader.
Really?
They should have done that a long time ago.
You're blaming him for the repeal effort not working?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'd even go so far as to say that I have no proof of this, that Senator McConnell really didn't want a health care bill in the first place, a new health care bill. Mm. He's probably very satisfied with Obamacare. And by the way, the criticism of Senator McConnell goes back a long ways. During the Obama administration, President Obama's administration, when he tried to make a deal with Iran, and that terrible nuclear deal should have been a treaty. Instead, President Obama worked with Senator McConnell and Bob Corker, who was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to get it done as an agreement instead of a treaty.
Right.
That alone should have made a lot of people very wary of Senator McConnell. Whose side are you on?
Right, good question. Alan Sachs, political science professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's always appreciated.
Yep.